the new OESP program.
Yes.
Its goal is admirable, to help low-income people with the troubling increases of hydro prices. Mm-hmm. Who pays for the subsidy? Is it correct that the largest, it's based on usage of electricity for all users, therefore the largest users would pay the largest amounts of this program, or has that changed since the initial conception of this program? When we first received a presentation by the OMB at FNUM, it was stated that at that time the planned rollout was to do it based a charge based on the amount of electricity you use. So those using more would pay more to subsidize this program for the low-income users.
It's a ratepayer-funded program, and I can't recall the exact amount, but it's a very minimal amount on each bill, about a dollar, a little bit more than a dollar to each consumer, and that money is into a fund or a pot to fund the OESP.
Is it based on the amount of electricity you use, or would the large industry of Northern Ontario pay the same $1 per bill that the residents may see on average?
I could once again get back to you on that one specifically.
Because our concern at the time when we had that presentation, and I'm just trying to determine if any of that consultation was built in, similar to Council Campbell's comments when residents and businesses of Ontario were once told they were using too much energy and they should consume energy to save cost, and then they consumed energy and were told, well, we're not making enough revenue, so the cost of that lower amount of energy is now higher because they're not generating enough revenue to break even, and rates went up because people weren't using enough. Now we see businesses and manufacturing and Northern Ontario large industry struggling with the prices of industry.